Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
All right, two down, one to go here on the firm of Harris and Meringue. We do this bad boy every single Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. into your ears on Portland Sports Leader 105.1 The Fan and the Fan Sports Network. You can also hear us on 1080 a.m. radio if you love living in the a.m. life. Also on the YouTube, youtube.com/1051TheFan and the Odyssey app. Coming up after this show, we'll send it over to Ducks Insider. Sure, there's a lot to get to. College basketball is underway, so you can check that out. Sabrina was at the game last night in disguise.
Oh, I wonder why she's in town.
Oh, is that it? They going to pick her again? They can't pick her again. No. Marcus is on a bye. Give me Mariota. They can't pick Sabrina. Now, for the record, I love Sabrina. Yeah. I think she's fantastic. I love her brand. I love the way she plays basketball.
I wear her shoes.
Yeah, I think she's awesome. But guys, come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
So, yeah.
Maybe she'll do something with Pat McAfee.
If she's not the picker, she's going to be at the desk.
Yeah, she'll do something.
I'm wearing my Sabrina jersey just in case.
Just in case. Don't want to be left out in case I'm wrong.
Yeah, I don't want to be wrong.
After Ducks Insider, you can catch the Fan Happy Hour with Luke Anderson from 2 to 3, and then it's primetime from 3 to 7 to take you all the way home, finishing up 13 hours of live, continuous, local, regional sports talk radio. We'll have free consultation coming up here in about 10 minutes or so, 15 minutes or so. Get your questions in on the fan text line. That's 503-864-6326. She lets you interact with us throughout the entire day. Any sort of advice you need. We got a couple coming in, so we'll get into those as well, and we'll hang out and then closing arguments and send you on your way. Danny, the Blazers are playing basketball tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And they're home.
Well,
it's going to feel good to be home.
Yes and no. First home game back after a long road trip is usually like another road game.
Really? You're just not used to it?
And they're playing a back-to-back, and then they're going back out on the road.
That's not fun. Scheduling gods are not helping out here.
There's a reason why I said the first 15 games of this season sucked. They do.
Yeah.
They just do. Now, they do catch a little bit of a break when Wemby comes to town. Unfortunately, Wemby picked up a calf strain, and he's definitely not going to be back by then. So.
I sympathize for all you people that had tickets to that game.
I got a guy who works at K2 who asked me about going to the game, and I'm like, dude, if you can go, go. He is worth the price of admission. I'm sorry. My bad.
Yeah, yeah.
If you can sell those, try to get your money back.
Yeah, it's hard to.
But they play the Phoenix Suns tonight, and somebody else on the YouTube is like, how are the Suns 8-6? Oh. To be clear, the Blazers could very easily be 8-6 as well.
Mm-hmm.
Or 6-7. You know what I mean.
8-5. Look, records at this time of year are a very, be careful what you wish for. Like, enter at your own risk when you're trying to, decipher who's good and who's not good this early in the year. Unless you're the Oklahoma City Thunder who've only lost one game, too.
The Trailblazers.
Hey. Unless it's that sort of situation where you're off to such a hot start, be careful looking at records. Yeah, the Phoenix Suns might be 8-6, but they could also lose the next six games in a row.
So, as a point of reference, this is something I always like to point out. The Suns have been in six games in the clutch. They are 3-3. The Blazers are 4-5 in there, so they've been in more close games. But who have the Suns played? All those things that kind of happened in the beginning of the season.
Walking into this game, the storyline is potentially no Jrue Holiday. It sounds like a no Jrue Holiday, correct?
you know, every time you're dealing with lower body strains, you're always, especially older guys, it's like, you're always a little leery of that. But the Suns are coming in tonight, and they're not going to have Grayson Allen or Jalen Green. Jalen Green's out for a couple of weeks. Allen's got the quad injury. He's been ruled out.
My favorite player of all time, Grayson Allen's not going to play tonight?
He's been very good for them.
Oh, has he?
He's shooting like 45% from three on volume.
Boy, you want to talk about punchable faces.
Oh, he ranks incredibly high.
That guy's had one since his freshman year, Duke.
But Devin Booker has been phenomenal. He's finishing 81% of his shots at the rim, 35% from three, 50% of his mid-range shots. He's playing 36 minutes a night. He's in the 73rd percentile in effective field goal percentage. He's in the 100th percentile in usage rate. Like, they go as far as he goes.
Well, he's probably going to be the most undervalued, like, crappy situation player of all time.
Mm-hmm. But you've got...
I did go to a finals.
But Grayson Allen has been huge for them. He's bombing away from three. Royce O'Neal has been great for them, bombing away from three. Colin Gillespie has gotten a bunch of minutes for them. He's been great for them, bombing away from three. Dylan Brooks has been pretty damn good for them.
Speaking of punchable faces.
I mean, that is the most punchable face in basketball. Not even close. But if you just kind of look at what they've been and how they have been as a team, you're like, this doesn't make a lot of sense. Devin Booker is averaging damn near 30 a game. That's what it comes down to.
I wish I had Devin Booker.
Not my Huckleberry, but...
How so? You just read those stats. He's like one of the most efficient players in basketball.
You don't like bucket getters?
There's something about
him... This team specifically really use a bucket getter.
There's just something about him that just never... Like, don't get me wrong, he's very good. He's great.
Love that he wasn't the best player on Kentucky and then came to the league
he's
and was like...
He's a biracial angel.
Yeah. He is, yeah, and became one of the best players in the NBA.
13th overall pick, if I remember right. They have the 6th best offense, 14th best defense. And over the last couple of weeks, they've had the 4th best offense and 10th best defense. And they're kind of leaning into a Blazer-esque style and like how they're building the team. Obviously, they don't have Tumani Kamara, and bet you they wish they could have that one back. But they've got Ryan Dunn. They've got Dylan Brooks. And as much as I don't like Dylan Brooks, it's not that he's a bad defender.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's a very good defender. You just kind of look at their team and you just kind of go, oh, so this is kind of a Portland light. They've got... Kaman Malawach, who you know is their kind of their project big for them. Mark Williams, who can be an incredibly athletic big for them. You know, they're a team that's trying to play bigger. Like that's the kind of thing that they're looking at.
Mm.
And they were hoping to maybe have a little bit more offensive punch with Jalen Green, who could kind of spell Devin Booker. And the Jalen Green of it all. Talking about guys that aren't my Huckleberry. Athletic as hell, talented as hell, but I mean, it's one of the most erratic players I've ever seen in my entire life.
Well, I think it's no common knowledge that most of the NBA finds that to be the same thing with Jalen Green.
Yes.
There's a reason, like, if you're Houston and you're trying to compete for a title, you're gonna trade one of your quote-unquote best players? Yeah, because we don't like him.
Yeah. So
and we're going to send him to purgatory.
So these are the guys that have the most minutes played for the Suns this year. Booker's number one, Grayson's number two, Royce O'Neal number three, Ryan Dunn four, Colin Gillespie five, Mark Williams fifth. After that, it's Dylan Brooks and Oso Igudoro. And the reason why Brooks' number is lower is because he's missed some games. But outside of that, like, think about that. Who's the guy there? It's obviously Devin Booker.
Right.
If you take away everybody else, there's no other additional creators. There's no other guys that kind of make things go. Jordan Goodwin is decent. But it's guys like Igudoro, guys like Dylan Brooks, guys like Colin Gillespie, guys like Royce O'Neal, Ryan Dunn, that are like, they're hard-nosed defensively.
Mm-hmm.
And with the exception of Gillespie, those are all guys that have good size. Dylan Brooks is 6'8", like 235, 240. He's a big dude. Royce O'Neal is, you know, 6'6", like 235, 240. Like, they have a lot of dudes that, like, very similar to the Blazers, where it's a bunch of size. They just don't have nearly the offensive power across the team, but they have one guy that is better than everybody.
I pulled up the 2015 NBA draft for funsies here. Devin Booker was the 4th Kentucky player taken.
He was 13th, right?
In that draft. Yes, he was 13th. The 4th Kentucky player taken in that draft. And
what year was that draft?
2015.
Okay.
3 freshmen, including him.
Is that Julius's year?
And a junior. Number one is Karl Anthony Towns.
Yes.
Okay. Obviously, the big man could shoot, and they loved him. Number two was D'Angelo Russell. There's a lot of names in here. I don't know how great this draft is, but there's a lot of names in here.
D'Angelo Russell is the least Kentucky player that's ever Kentuckied.
Oh, sorry. I just meant he was number two from Ohio State. D'Angelo was at Ohio State.
Wait, as I say, Kentucky?
So these are just the dudes that went in that draft. I'll get to the Kentucky guys as well. Jahlil Okafor out of Duke.
Yeah, oof.
Number four, Kristaps Porzingis.
Yeah. Who got booed.
I don't know who this dude is. Number six, Willie Cauley-Stein. There's your junior at Kentucky. Mario Hezonja.
Yeah, he was a trailblazer.
Croatian?
Mario Hezonja.
Yeah, okay. Well, I don't remember him. Not gonna work here anymore. Number seven is Emmanuel Mudiay. Number eight is Stanley Johnson out of Arizona, who I really loved out of Arizona.
Couldn't shoot save his life.
Yeah, I know. Frank Kaminsky at nine, big kid from Wisconsin. Justice Winslow at 10, Dookie.
Who would have been really good if not his body betraying him.
And he probably should have stayed at Duke another year or so. Miles Turner.
Yeah.
Then your second freshman and third Kentucky guy is Trey Lyles and then Devin Booker.
Devin
Booker's had a better career than all them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Porzingis has a ring, but I don't know if that really counts. After that's Cameron Payne, Kelly Oubre, Terry Rozier, Bobby Portis.
Pretty good draft.
Larry Nance Jr.
That's a pretty good draft.
Yeah, Kayvon Looney, Kavon. When did that happen?
When he was born.
But like, I feel like we've been calling him Kayvon Looney his entire career.
No, he's always been Kavon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Pat Connaughton is your big second round guy.
Yeah,
that's my goat.
Norman Powell.
Planet Pat.
Norman Powell as well. And undrafted. Nope, bro. It's going to be tough tonight, I think. We'll see how defense efficiency looks. And hey, Denny, don't shoot that ball.
Yeah.
Drive.
And Denny knows.
And Denny knows. He knows.
He's not a dummy.
He is not a dummy.
So, no, I'm interested to see how they play at home. You know, Tiago's been a proponent of them playing better at home because they are going to be energized by the crowd and the things that come along with that. So, it'll give them a little bit of juice.
Any Young sighting tonight?
They did recall him, so maybe.
Because, but is this just for practice time?
Well, here's the thing. It's a back-to-back. What is Robert Williams not supposed to play on?
Back-to-backs.
So,
maybe Young plays tonight.
Maybe they play Young tonight so Rob can play tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or you play him tonight so he doesn't play tomorrow. I don't know.
Well, it's game on Peacock. It's our one of our, what do we got, three of these, if you're a Blazer fan?
Yeah, three.
Three on Peacock. Be cool if, I don't know, who's on the call tonight?
No idea. I'm in the building. If you're asking me about a home game, it's Kevin Calabro, and if it's not Kevin Calabro and Lamar Hurd, I don't know, because I don't hear it.
Because I don't know. All right, so that'll be a fun one. We'll kind of resurface on this tomorrow and check in and see and look ahead against in this back-to-back we got for the Blazers. All right.
They win the game. They get back to 500. Everybody's like, oh, everything's fine.
All right. Free consultation is next. This is one of the last calls for you to get any advice you need in 503-864-6326. We'll mess around for a little bit right here on The Fan, 105.1 FM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
All right, this free consultation, we do it every single Tuesday at 12:15, helping you out in the plights of your own life, whether it is sports, your love life, your parenting skills, your friendship, whatever it might be. Do you need a new job? Do you need a new car?
No.
No. We were just talking about Blazers, so I will get to this one. You can get any advice you might need, 503-864-6326. This is a Blazer question since we were just chatting about them. And I find this wording really hilarious. How do I let down my friend when he says that Scoot would make this team a 50-win team? Just excommunicate him or get him mental help?
Yes. This is not a shot at Scoot
Henderson. No, not at all.
What have you seen from Scoot Henderson that turns this into a 50-win team?
Dude, the Blazers would have to go like 44-20.
That's just...
Well, I mean, a living, breathing guard would be very beneficial right now.
That would help that him. That would be very beneficial. That would get him to probably 38 wins.
I will give you that. That would be very, very helpful.
But yeah, no. No, absolutely not. No.
God, no. No. No.
Yeah, like, I believe you'd get punched in the face for saying something like that, man. No, there's nothing. Scoot has not showed that he has the capacity or the ability to elevate a team to that point. That's bonkers.
It does lead me to the fun conversation, though, because, you know, our kids are Scoot, Shea, and Donovan right now.
I mean, Danny's not exactly old.
Well, I don't mean that, but I mean in terms of, like, our draft picks. They will always be lumped together, and more so Shaden and Scoot.
Sure.
And Donovan might be on his kind of own thing. I don't know which one of those I lean more towards, you know? That's the advice maybe I need. Like, I tend to like Shaden a lot because I like his athleticism. And if, anytime a dude can get up like Vince Carter, like, I'm going to be down for.
Here's the thing. If you're asking me which player I am more confident in being a contributing player over the course of their career, it's Scoot Henderson.
And why?
Because I trust the shooting. With Shaden, I do not trust the shooting at all. I trust, even though they both kind of struggle with feel and IQ stuff because they are so young and from where they came from, Shaden directly out of high school basketball, Scoot out of the G League Ignite, which neither of those are exactly incubators for helping build that. Scoot with a ball in his hand, I trust disgustingly more than Shaden.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're probably right, but we're a little apples oranges there. I mean, Scoot is meant to hold the ball.
If Shaden is going to be the guy people want him to be, he needs to have the ball.
Fair.
What does Shaden do without the ball?
Not much.
Okay. Scoot's going to keep that thing moving. And I think Scoot has the potential to be a better defender than Shaden, too.
Scoot going to wear goggles when he comes back still?
No, he hasn't done that in a while.
Really?
Yeah.
I liked the goggles, Scoot.
Yeah.
I'm kind of into that.
I mean,
You have things on you that make you look different.
It's a look.
Like Rajon with the headband, dude. Yeah. Rajon Rondo had the headband, and I loved it.
No, I mean, it's a look for sure.
Horace, Kareem, and Scoot Henderson, the three greatest to do it.
You're going to leave Kurt Rambis out like that?
Oh, savage. He's the number one.
I mean, he's...
Can I just pretend that I didn't say that?
Yeah.
And it's like the hockey conversation?
Yes.
Like Kurt Rambis is Gretzky, and then we have it.
Because Kurt wore the square ones that like had the little side piece in it. Like, those things were...
I told you, I tried to get my buddy to get some glasses that looked like... He's a Laker fan that tried to get him to get glasses that look like Rambis.
Yeah. Those rec specs.
Oh, yeah.
Those, like, rec specs are might as well be, like, you know, what are the super nice sunglasses? God, I'm totally blanking on them. Anyways, they might as well be those compared
Ray-Bans.
To... Well, I mean, Ray-Bans are fine.
I wear Ray-Bans.
I know. That's why I said they're fine.
That's a shot.
Look, I moved off the Oakleys.
Can I... If I don't get them in... Obviously, I won't get them in purple and what are they purple and yellow? Or are they purple and gold?
Purple and
gold.
Okay.
Obviously, I would not get purple and gold because, well, I hate the color purple.
Yeah.
Great movie. Hate the color.
Mm. You hate Prince.
I do not hate Prince.
Prince
no,
here.
I do not hate Prince. But I need to get new glasses. Should I get Kurt Rambis style glasses? My wife would hate that. Absolutely hate that.
I mean,
could you get Kurt Rambis inspired glasses, not in Laker colors?
Sure.
Would they still come across as Kurt Rambis?
Sure. Those are one of a kind, man. There's no reason why you couldn't.
503-864-6326 is the fan text line. You got any questions? You can send them in as we get to them here on Free Consultation. Ooh, this is a good one. This is a wrestling question.
Okay.
Free Consultation. Is it okay to shed a few tears on December 13th when John Cena has his last match and retires? I'm too old for him to be my guy, but that dude has left everything he had out there.
I used to get kind of like, why are you doing that? And then it happened to me as I got older with a few guys, and I was like, oh. I didn't realize that person had that kind of impact on my life. That's weird. I'm not going to get mad at you. The guy's been doing it for 20 years,
look,
man.
Chipper Jones beat my Indians in 95 as a rookie. Derek Jeter went on to win a bunch of World Series while my team was in the gas, all right? Shut up. Quiet over there.
Yankee Clipper.
But when Chipper Jones and Derek Jeter left baseball, I was kind of a little Travolta-y, like...
Yeah.
where do I go?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I never hated Chipper, but he pissed me off because my team lost in 95. And obviously, if you weren't a Yankee fan, you hated Jeter. But it was one of those moments, like when those guys don't play baseball anymore, it's like, well, what do I do?
Like when
all I know is these guys playing baseball.
Well, LeBron and Steph hanging up.
LeBron is a huge one.
I'm going to feel a certain way.
Yeah, LeBron's a huge one because him and I graduated high school the same year. I'm 6 months younger than him.
Yeah.
And that's like, oh, man. What have you done with your life? That guy's worth $1 billion.
Yeah. Not too shabby. Like a local one. When Dame hangs it up, I'm going to feel a certain kind of way about that. There's no doubt about it.
And Cena's an interesting one, especially in the wrestling world, when so many guys that got to Cena's fame kind of left and did their own thing. The Rock, Batista, Randy Orton
Cena's
stuck around.
Cena's approval rating is also through the roof. He holds the record for most visits to Make-A-Wish, something like 900 or something like that.
He also has a number one show on HBO Max.
Yeah.
Is that show number one?
It was.
Yeah. Dude, have you not watched Peacemaker?
No, is it good?
Oh, dude.
Yeah? Okay.
Worth every second of it. It's awesome.
I always need shows that I can watch without my wife because she'll be like, that's a boy show.
Oh, it's 100%.
It's a dude show.
It's a dude show, but it's so good.
And most of those guys, when they get that big, they don't come around anymore. No. Like, The Rock has done some stuff, but I think at this point, a lot of us are a little fatigued out on old Dwayne Johnson.
Have you seen Punching Machine?
No.
Oscar.
Is Cena a good actor?
I'd say yes.
Yeah. I'd say he's a fantastic actor.
Yeah.
Okay. I've seen like trailers with him and he looks like he's got like funny, almost slapsticky.
He's funny as hell.
You would really like Peacemaker.
Yeah.
Oh,
because it's badass just action and then the entire time.
Did you see the second Suicide Squad?
I didn't see the first one.
Okay. You don't need to see the first one. If you see the second one, Cena as a...
Is Peacemaker?
Yeah. That's where that comes from. And like, if you haven't seen him in anything, like, that's... He's really good in that.
As far as wrestlers as superheroes, man, Dave Bautista as Drax is pretty damn good.
I mean, Bautista...
That guy is hilarious.
Bautista's hilarious.
I'm a Marvel guy over DC, and I really say Peacemaker might take the cake.
Heard that.
Yeah.
Heard that. We'll double seggy this free consultation as I got another one to get to. So we'll make this last call for you out there in the land, 503-864-6326. Excuse me. Burped.
It happens. I heard. I just chose not to acknowledge it.
This is your last chance to get those in, so we'll do one more round of free consultation as we always do on a Tuesday. But first, there's Casey with sports. All right, we got about 30 minutes left to go on this fine program on a Tuesday. Happy to have you in. This is a free consultation, as we do it every single Tuesday at 12:15. I did look up some Kurt Rambis-inspired spectacles for me to wear. I would rock these. I think I would rock these. Mitchell and Ness Rambis frames. I think they could look really good. The problem is they're $385.
Yeah, that's a little steep.
What about this one? This is the Brandy Tortoise, so it's got that kind of like 80s vibe to it.
Oh yeah, no, I love the
tortoise. Do I rock the brown?
The sunglasses I got, the Costas that I ended up getting, switching out of the Oakleys, it was between a black frame and the tortoise shell.
I looked up some Sally Jesse Raphael as it was inspired to me on the YouTube chat. That ain't gonna fly.
Mm.
That ain't gonna work.
I mean, it fit the political takes.
Oh, are we on the same level? Are me and Sally Jesse on the same level? Are we?
If you,
I don't remember watching.
Well, no,
show.
I was saying if you threw those on, you would certainly look like somebody who I would associate.
Oh, now I understand. Yeah. Now I understand where you're going. I was like, I'm confused here. I don't think I watched Sally Jesse as a kid. I think I'm more of like a Ricky Lake, Jerry Springer kind of guy than Sally
Jerry,
Jesse.
Jerry.
Boy, what a time. What a time that was.
The smile on his face when somebody slaps somebody
Holy
else.
Holy God.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Stop, guys. Stop.
No, please.
Please
don't.
Oh, no, don't throw that chair. It was always funny because security was always three steps too late every single time.
Oh, man.
You were robbed of that, Casey.
I got to watch a little bit of it.
Yeah, real time was pretty wild. Real time was pretty wild. Let's see here.
That seems like a 10 toes down segment. What was better Prime TV? Jerry Springer in the prime or Maury Povich, You Are Not the Father?
Maury Povich.
I don't know. Maury Povich didn't have as many fights.
No, but the what came out of the You Are Not the Father had some absolutely diabolical reactions.
But also, nobody's chanting Maury.
Yeah, it's
Maury.
True.
Yeah, Steve.
God, that's just...
What a time to be alive.
The basement of humanity.
The too hot for TV Springer VHS releases were a coming of age moment for me.
Oh, God.
A lot of uptops. A lot of uptops in those videos.
For whatever reason, a lot of people who shouldn't... And look, I'm about body shaming, but a lot of tube tops were on that show that should not have been there.
Probably could have been a pass on.
Yeah.
Probably could have been a pass on. Free consultation. We do it every single Tuesday at 12:15. The last little chance. I got a couple here. We'll see if you can squeeze you in. 503-864-6326. Christmas gift ideas for a spouse or partner who, quote, doesn't want or need anything. Gift certificate for a store or an IOU promise of treating her to a nice dinner at a restaurant. Amigo, I'm going to start you right here. You cannot in any way, shape, or form, somebody that you are intimate with, buy them a gift certificate as a present in any way, shape, or form.
Wait, you don't like Sizzler?
I've been asked for them before.
That's fine. Being asked specifically, like my wife wants for Halloween, for Christmas, she wants a spa day with our girls.
Okay.
So I haven't quite figured out. That might be I'll just put it on the books and pay for it.
Mm.
But it might be a gift certificate. Yeah. But that's like an experience.
Sure.
More so than just like, here's $100 at Target, babe. Go wild.
Yeah, well, it depends on what the gift card is for.
One thing I will also say that you could work in the other side of this, of treating her to a nice dinner at a restaurant. My father-in-law does this for me and my wife every year. Him and his wife will, they will get a menu from a restaurant they love and they know we've never been to, and will give us a gift certificate. And then it kind of wraps up in like, they'll print out where the restaurant is, and like, this is where we like to sit, and you should go try this out on a date night. And we love that.
Yeah,
presents. Yeah. So I think you could do that, but I would do it more like...
It can't just be like you said, a Target gift card. Look,
here, babe, Applebee's, whatever you want. Afterwards, do a little white man overbite.
I've done the Home Depot one. You know, get something for the house kind of a deal.
Dude, if my wife gave me a gift certificate to Home Depot, I would be livid.
Well, it's because you don't do anything around the house.
That's not true. I did a ton of stuff in the yard yesterday. Outside of that, no, I don't.
Yeah, see, but that part of it matters. You know, those kind of things have popped up in the past. It like you said, it can't be the Target one.
No.
Can't be Target. Can't be Panda. Can't be Chipotle. No, can't be anything like that.
But what you could do, which could be nice since it's the holidays, and
that's
don't know.
That's the stocking stuff.
I don't know if this person has kids or not, but what if you just, instead of it being presented that way, if you just say, you know, you leave it to the last present, you're like, by the way, babe, on Tuesday, you and me, Sizzler.
Yeah.
Already booked it.
Yeah, you know, if you want to do like all the, you can eat. Hey, you know what, by the way, here's a gift card. It's going to cover this for our dinner or whatever. But, you know, Fogo de Chão is opening up in Bridgeport. Let's go down there and go check that out.
Go to Monte Lupo.
Yeah.
It's a great little Italian cafe on right off Gleason and 22nd. Catty corner from Stomptish. Really cool area over there. That's where I proposed to my wife. Wonderful spot.
There you go.
Free pub for Monte Lupo. Take him to a nice place like that.
But that requires a little more thought than just the Target.
Yes, yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Always put the thought into it. That'll save you.
And I think people are worried, as Zach said on the YouTube, like, don't give me a gift card. Just give me money in a note. Hey, I didn't know what to get you. Here's $100. You know,
I am a firm believer, and I have been this way since I was like 14 years old. If you don't know what to get me, cash.
Always.
100%. I am.
Always.
If you give me cash, you know what I'm going to say to you? Thank you.
10 years ago, my mom was my mom goes, what do you want for Christmas? And I was like, rent. That'd be great. Rent would be sick. Rent's $1,300.
Yeah.
That goes a long way, Mom.
Yeah.
That'd go a long way.
Stuff like that kind of thing, I'm 100%. Like, my parents for years, like, hell, this year, my parents, like, you know, your birthday's coming up. Is there anything you want? And I was just like, she's like, what about, what if we get you some greens fees somewhere? I'm like, to be honest, where I play, number one, it's either not that expensive or they let me play. So I'm like, that's not really like cash. And I was like, Cash rules. I'm 100%. I am a fan of that. Little card and some cash. I am never, never going to be mad about somebody. Like, some people get worked up about that. If you give me cash, I am 100% like, dude, thank you. Dope. Appreciate you.
Yeah, big time.
I have a GameStop gift card that I've had in my wallet since 2019.
Hell yeah.
It has the same amount that it started with.
Mm.
I'm still waiting on a time to go to GameStop.
Yeah.
That's what gift cards do.
Yeah.
I know one in East Vancouver. Deep East Vancouver.
That's a stretch.
That's
I think
a
there's one
stretch.
In Wilsonville still.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah. I have, speaking of like holding on to them, I have like a Christmas tin that had like some kind of candy in it that I emptied out. It has got, and I'm not kidding, probably 40 unused gift cards in it. And I'll check it every couple of months. And I'm like, oh, that's right. I do need to go there. Like I found one for Kennard the other day. And I was like, oh, dope. I haven't been to Kennard in forever. I'm going to go get some Steinburgers. Like, you know, stuff like that is like, it's just sitting there. I had a Home Depot one. Somebody got me a Wayfair one when we moved into the house. And I'm like, you know what? Actually, I think there is, funny enough, I think there is a Target one in there.
Also, please, this is on the text line. Also, please tell this dude, don't ever fall for, quote, don't get me anything or I don't need anything.
Nope.
You got to get her something.
Something.
That's the truth. That's the truth.
Oldest trick in the book.
Oldest trick in
the book. If you don't know, make something.
I know. I think I know. Fortunately, my wife has given me
instructions
over the year, and I write them down.
Tell me what you want.
New oven mitts that match the color scheme in the kitchen.
There you go.
Yeah. A blow dryer.
I like to take the
French
ideas,
face cream.
I like to take the ideas that my girlfriend will get for like her friends. She'll do like, you know, baskets filled with candles, you know, different accoutrements and all that. Do that.
Yeah.
Side note, top five favorite word, accoutrement.
A little accoutrement. I have there a charcuterie.
I love that word so much. I like it more than charcuterie. Accoutrement.
I've got a Bass Pro Shops gift card that's been sitting in my wallet since like 2014. Hey, we got, no, that's a Cabela's. It's the same company though. I wonder if they take the Bass Pro Shops.
Maybe. I don't know. So are there no Bass Pro Shops Bass anymore? Guys, I'm gonna tell you something that might shock you here.
Never been in a Bass Pro Shop?
Never been in a Bass Pro Shop. Never been in a Cabela's.
Oh, buddy. You're missing out on the Cabela's. The Cabela's is an experience. They have like the whole wildlife wall and the fish.
Yeah,
like,
fish tank's cool.
Fish tank's super dope.
Hey, dude, if I think Bernie Sanders is a little conservative, I don't know if I'm walking into a Cabela's. Just throwing that out.
Not only that, the one at Tualatin's got the gun locker.
No, I'm good.
And they've got some cool stuff in there.
I'm good.
Like a Civil War musket. I was like, you know, well, kind of cool to shoot something with a musket.
Last free consultation we'll get to will bring us full circle here as we open the show talking about buying nice toilet paper. Should I invest in a bidet?
I am pro bidet. I am pro bidet, especially if you're going to do it, get the one with the heated seat and all the options and all those kind of things. I think you can get one at not to give them too much more pub. I think Depot's got like a nice one. That's like $650, which again, it's pricey, but it's not that much more than like a good flush toilet. Like I think I've mentioned this before. When we moved into the house that I'm in right now, the house was built in 52 or 54. It's an older house. And if you've got an older house, you have the toilet that is like the size of my bro jug. It's very tiny. I am not a small man. I know I could lose every ounce of fat on me and I'm still not a small man. So before we ever moved in, I went and got this giant big bowl Cadillac toilet. You can flush a whole cat down. Like,
what?
Look, man.
Who thinks about flushing cats down?
Just
it
saying,
sounds like
you
you've
could.
Done it from experience.
It is true. I have seen toilets that are like, you can flush 8 pool balls down here. It's like, why would I need that?
Just in case.
And who's testing? Why is it pool balls?
I want that job. Just what's the old...
can I get 9 in here? I get 9? Uh-oh, back that up.
What's your record for pool balls? But no, there's the... is it the... God, it was an Animaniacs... Diaper go down the hole.
Yes,
like,
it is.
Yeah, like that's
nice
like
bowl.
That's the toilet that I want. I want a like 3 horribly filled diapers can be flushed down and you don't even blink them at all.
Well, you shouldn't flush diapers down a
toilet. No, you shouldn't do that. But I want the capacity to be able to do that.
The bidet scares me because I'm just scared of what my reaction is going to be when water hits that spot. You know,
my parents got one. Yeah, you can change the temperatures of the water.
Yeah,
too.
We're not getting the cold water because you don't want to do that. You know,
it's a nice experience.
It is, and you leave feeling you feel clean and refreshed.
Okay.
Tell me,
like
I'm wrong.
I like the idea of owning one. I like the idea of going to test one out. You know, I go to my parents' house.
Well, not only that, it's your age. You'd have somebody come over and they'd be like, "How do I use this?
Yeah,
how do I use this?
It's just too much explanation.
It would just did I break you with that one?
No, I'm reading comments on YouTube.
Oh. Yeah, well, it is. Yeah, no, it's a is it cake situation, but will it flush?
That's free consultation. We do it every single day, 12:15. I got to get out of here. When we come back, we'll call it a day with closing arguments, wrap up with some of your thoughts, and plus the college football playoff is announced tonight. Any new upsets? We'll get to that next. 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
All right, that's going to do it for us. We'll send you on your merry way. Coming up on tomorrow's show, we'll have Tyson Alger on at 10:30, as we always do, to get more into Oregon-USC.
Let me tell you, locked in for that one.
Locked in, yeah.
Locked you ready in for to this go? One.
You already know where you're going with everything?
Got to put Tyson in the corner a little bit.
We got a good Web Gem story tomorrow, as we'll keep you updated on bowl game situations. Ooh. And I want to talk a little QB stuff in the NFL a little more. We touched on it a little bit today, but we were kind of talking on the upper echelon. I'd like to kind of get to the medium echelon. Plus, a team in first place in their division is kind of wild. Before we get into anything, I want to kind of finish up some stuff.
Yeah, speaking of bowls.
Some stuff that people have texted in. First of all, I love when Casey said he has a gift certificate to GameStop and he's never been to a GameStop. And somebody goes, have you tried the internet?
Fair.
I do.
You do have to type it in, though.
Yeah, but the game that I want is so expensive.
What are we talking?
Oh, I'm trying to get the, you know, the old Mario Baseball, the one that you played on the GameCube. That's like $50 now.
Oh, come on.
I got like a $40 gift card.
You could throw a 10 spot down on it.
Yeah, I could. Come on now. It's also going to have to ship from like Arkansas.
Yeah, but it's worth it. What else are you going to use it for?
Exactly.
On tonight's programming, is it cake followed by will it flush? Mm-hmm. That got me really going. Somebody needs more fiber if it's coming out pool ball size. That got me going.
Well, you're just making sure.
Let's see here. My full standard of measure. My favorite standard of measure is the full range bucket of golf balls. Danny's toilet is for us Irish and our potato and cabbage based diets. Mm. And the one that really broke me is Harris is scared he might like it too much in talking about a bidet. That really got me going.
That's when you flip. That
terrifying.
When you find out you like the cold water a little too much, you just flip it over to the warm water.
I'm not into that, dude.
You know, well,
not
you
into
know.
That.
You said you
no
know,
King James, but I'm not into it.
No. You just don't know. You just don't know.
I think I'm good.
You don't even want to find out?
I think I'd rather shoot a gun.
Wow. You might.
I think I'd rather shoot a gun. I think I would rather shoot a gun.
We just got to get you over to Sook's house. Sook's got the old bidet.
I don't want to go over to somebody's house to use their bidet.
Casey just said, you know, he had to test drive it.
It's my parents. That's a different story.
Come on. Way different story.
Come on. Childhood home.
Yeah.
What do you do if you go over to somebody's house and you've never used a bidet? Like,
you don't use it.
Do you just clench up?
I assume people that have bidets also still carry toilet paper.
Yeah, you have to.
Well, I'm talking, there's some people that they go full bidet. They make you buy into the culture.
But if you use a bidet, you're still wet, right?
Well, no, you get the one that has a little blow dryer on it.
Yeah, what? But you still got to do some.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
A blow dryer?
Oh, yeah, brother. Do you not know? You've not heard the word.
I've not heard the word.
Oh, dude, there are bidets that are like the Cadillacs of bidets. Heated seats, heated water, blow dryers.
It's like a whisper to your beehole.
There's just conceptual.
We're coming full circle to the Nerf ball down the hallway.
There is just conceptual ideas about this that are terrifying to me that I don't really like.
Just whistling Dixie.
God, I hate this show. Amen, brother. Amen to you. I miss that guy. What happened to that guy? No babies. Yep. Yep. Keep it going. Keep it going, guys. Keep it going.
Oh, God.
Watch me try to snaggle out of this one.
Nope. You are squirming in that seat so hard right now.
College football playoff rankings are tonight. Does anybody think there'll be any big upsets? Will Oregon still be playing Notre Dame? I think the answer is yes.
Oh, God.
Where will Oklahoma be in this? Is USC on the outside looking in? Tonight on Will It Flush.
Oh, God. I broke gold lowercase over there, too. So I had you squirming and he lost it over there.
It's a good thing Boss Man's not here today.
Oh, he's listening. He's always listening. Come on now.
I want to apologize and say that I'm just here.
Text in 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, no kidding.
Danny, come on.
Well, free consultation. I think that worked today. But on a serious note, there is, I think I'm going to wear my glasses tomorrow.
Oh, there you go.
We'll test drive it.
Okay.
I'll shave tonight. Should I go sans hat?
There you go. I like it.
That's a little too much at once.
You know, I do need to give myself a contactless day. Maybe I'll go glasses too. My eyes need a break every now and then.
Can I get clear frames? My kids tell me I can't get clear frames.
No. Oh, God, don't do that.
What's wrong with clear frames?
No. Don't.
Why? Give me a reason. Casey, give me a reason.
There's just no reason to get clear frames.
Why not? I think they look cool.
They insist upon themselves.
Like what?
You know that's from, right?
No, I don't.
Oh, it's a Family Guy.
Well, I don't watch that show.
Yeah, no, it's a pretentious thing.
So people with clear glasses are pretentious?
Have you seen Isaac Rupp?
Whoa. Whoa, I did not say that at all.
I love him.
I'm not touching that one.
I love him.
I did not say that at all.
I love him. I don't even know. I think his glasses are clear.
I don't know.
I think he's got some clear ones.
I like clear frames. I think they look cool. My kids say that I can't wear
them. He was just the first guy that I thought of immediately with would have clear frame glasses. Clear frame glasses. Wow, why is that hard to say?
I went to a coworker's party, and it was all the talk of the party that everyone needs to try her bidet. That's the one and only time I've tried one. Wasn't bad at all. I'm definitely not into the concept of everybody at a party. The bidet party? I'm not into that. Mm. Especially because, like, if you're a woman using the bidet, totally get it.
Yeah.
Like, what is this? Like, I got the bros over for a coup game? Mm. Why don't everybody try my bidet? I'm way good
Knocking
on that.
Knocking on the door?
Way good on
I'm
that.
I'm here for the bidet party?
Way good on that. Like Dan Lanning said, cook on someone else's grill. Destroy someone else's toilet.
Look, I've been known to blow up a toilet or two. It happens.
I'm shocked, I tell you. Shocked.
Never had the full Dumb and Dumber experience, though, where the toilet didn't flush. That's a nightmare fuel.
Closing arguments brought to you by Leskin Law. Visit leskinlaw.com for more information. Leskin Law's one-day divorce mediation, peace treaties, not war plans. We'll try to get back on track tomorrow, huh? What do you guys think?
Doubtful. Like Drew Holiday tonight. Doubtful.
Shaking the eight ball. Outlook not so good.
Mm.
All right, that'll do it for us. We'll send you on your merry way. Thanks for being a part of our Tuesday show. We'll catch you tomorrow morning. A lot to get to. Some leftovers. Tyson Alger at 10:30. Talking Ducks USC. For Danny Morang, that's Casey Smith on the ones and twos. I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something I would do.
Bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.